Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll tell you about a bumper sticker design, a t-shirt design as well, that has gotten the designer in some legal hot water. He's made fun of the Hillary campaign, and now they're coming after him. So, actually he's also a Liberty guy, so he's sort of kind of making fun of the Jeb Bush thing at the same time. But we'll explain more about that here in a moment. Also, we got to talk about the wasted vote syndrome. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, however, where Clint is on the line in Idaho. Clint, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for the show.
Sure thing, Clint. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Last night you guys played a clip of a phone call between the police officer who shot that fleeing guy in the back and his, I guess it was his chief or superior.
This actually wasn't a phone call. It was them talking. I guess he was in his cruiser. This was after the incident. As I understood what happened, this is the guy who shot the guy in the back multiple times. The 50-year-old man was shot in the back multiple times as he ran away from the South Carolina police officer in question here. It was after the incident in the cruiser with a superior officer who was kind of trying to calm him down and like, hey, you don't have to answer any questions right now. We'll give you a couple days to chill out. You can collect your thoughts. And then at some point he said, the adrenaline will stop pumping, and he goes, it's pumping, and started laughing, and the other guy was sort of acknowledging him like, oh, I know. I forget exactly what he said, but it was something to that effect, or oh, yeah.
Rush.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah.
I had assumed that was a phone call, but whatever. Anyway, the recording, I was struck by, how differently, that officer will be treated in an investigation than, that it would be if we got arrested for murder there.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get 2 days before an interrogation.
Put our story together for a couple of days, and then get, some softball questions from some inside investigator.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway.
Anything else you want to share, Clint?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Edward's in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Edward, go ahead.
I'm calling about an upcoming documentary about the origins of the Onion Router, the tour, and I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast because I was up to date with you guys. And the director, Alex Winter, who you guys will know him as Bill from Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
He has a documentary coming out called Deep Web.
I heard it was already out.
Okay, well,
maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it was like premiering at SXXW or something like that because I heard something about it in Austin. Some of the guys down there were going to be interviewing him on the crypto show, and they made it sound like the movie was already released, but maybe it was just a preview that they saw or something like that. But yeah, what's the movie called?
It's called Deep Web. I can share on your guys or message it to you or something.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looked really good. It's all about the Silk Road, right?
I think it's about the origins of the Deep Web starting and how these guys, and he also did Downloaded, which I guess was the origins of Napster. But it really sounds like this Alex Winter guy just gets it. He's well versed in everything. He has kids. He totally gets BitTorrenting and sharing, and it really looks like it's in gentle hands with this Alex Winter gentleman.
Yeah, I have to say it looked really good and really cool to see Bill from Bill and Ted's getting back out there. And I did hear there's another Bill and Ted movie in the works as well.
Well, good. The implications that it sounds like are going to be coming out. Obviously, the allegations that these federal agents were the ones that actually brought hard drugs to the Silk Road. So Ross Ulbricht, it sounds like he was a gentleman who made it with some other designers. He was, I guess, a physicist major at Penn State and a pretty intelligent guy, and he started it, and then it sounds like all evidence pointing to then he just gave it up and turned it over. And you all have talked to his mom and heard her speak.
That's right.
Every one of his family members can swear that he wasn't running this double life. He wasn't doing this thing. He was just the guy that kind of believed in the free marketplace and just started.
Well, they wouldn't know. I mean, his family wouldn't know if he was living a double life.
My family didn't know I was selling weed.
Yeah.
Sure.
But nonetheless, it does look good. And apparently, okay, so I'm on the website for it right now, deepwebthemovie.com. It is going to premiere at the end of May on Epix, which I guess is, what is that, a TV channel?
I think so, yes, sir.
I don't watch TV. Hey, thanks, Edward, for the heads up on that. I definitely appreciate it.
I hope it comes out on Netflix or Amazon so that we can see it, you know.
Well, somebody's going to rip it to torrent. I mean, you can absolutely download it that way if you want to. Well, it's not hard to teach you, Mark, if you would like to learn a thing or two. So anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rich, let's talk a little more about the wasted vote syndrome. Our caller at the end of the second hour brought it up, and this is one of the most common objections that a libertarian will receive when you're out there talking about Libertarian Party stuff, like trying to get somebody to vote for whatever Libertarian candidate might run for president in 2016. The major objection that most of the time you will hear is that, well, I can't vote for Libertarian because then the other party that I don't like less, the party that I like least will be more likely to win because voting Libertarians will take the votes away from the party that I like the most of the two big bad parties, and so therefore I won't vote for the Libertarian. Usually they'll say Republicans, but that's just because they misunderstand and think that Democrats are not people who become Libertarians, but actually Republicans and Democrats both become Libertarian.
Yeah, well, that's one thing, and I would really like to see a website set up one day where Democrats and Republicans can go, and they can be matched in pairs.
Ah.
You match one Democrat with one Republican, and you both make a gentleman's agreement that you will not vote for the major party that you normally vote for. And that way, the loss to your parties respectively offsets.
Meaning that the person could vote if they wanted to for both, could vote for a Libertarian, or they could just vote for some other third party, right?
Yeah,
so one could vote
Green,
for a Libertarian.
Vote Socialist, vote Communist, if that's what you believe, although I don't know why you're listening to the show.
Listen to what you don't like.
Then again, hopefully there are communists out there learning.
Exactly.
But to me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. But what I do know, what I do believe, and it seems like a very easy thing to do, is they discovered that it was very difficult to steal an election, a general election, but it was very easy to take over the party mechanisms. And I think both parties are being run by the same people. I don't think that Romney would have been a whit different from Obama.
I think he would have done
exactly the same things because I think he would have had the same person pulling the strings.
I think there's a strong argument for that.
Yeah. So to me, I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't make any difference to me. So, but for those who do still see the difference, I think a matching site would be a good thing to do, and just say go out and vote for any third party, or even don't vote.
And that would eliminate the wasted vote syndrome.
Exactly. Smart stuff.
But one side or the other is going to attempt to get people matched. That aren't like the best thing to do would be to be the Democrats and then get a whole bunch of Republicans to match imaginary Democrats who aren't actually going to vote that way, and then you get a bunch of people who would have voted for Republicans then voting for Libertarians, or vice versa. It doesn't really matter which is the other, so I think you're going to have to come up with some system to sort of validate this, and that's the problem with secret ballot voting, right?
Well, there is a certain percentage that will say, oh ho, I can game this system and I'm really a Democrat, but I'm going to say I'm a Republican. But I'm guessing that you'll have about the same percentage of liars on both sides, so that too would offset.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what the actual results are of it. What matters is you would defeat the wasted vote syndrome.
Right.
And the wasted vote syndrome, I mean, your vote isn't going to be the one vote that makes the difference anyway.
Yeah, there's that too.
So right, and that's really the really point. Want. That's the most important point, is your vote isn't going to make a difference in a presidential election, so why waste it on a Democrat or Republican when you can waste it on a third, when you can, you know, vote on a third party and actually get counted?
Welcome back. Damn with right. more. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers! If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. PocketPowerPlus.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. And check out the Pocket Power Plus. If you're somebody who's got a smartphone or even a laptop, the Pocket Power Plus can help run your power-hungry devices, in some cases for days if necessary. So you can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to learn more about this breakthrough in portable power technology. It's PocketPowerPlus9.com. It's a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket or keep it in your briefcase, your purse, glove box of the car. In fact, it's so powerful in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. So go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. It comes with a full accessory pack, by the way, with most of the adapters that you could need, including the jumper cables. Use coupon code FTL and you'll save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, more of the T-shirt manufacturer that has been threatened legally by the Hillary Clinton campaign. But first, Sharita is on the line in Cleveland. Hello, Sharita.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Go, please, with your thoughts.
I was just calling because I feel that the situation with Walter Scott, I thought that they shot him down like a dog, and I feel like it's unfair. I feel like it's a demonic spirit that's coming over the police force, and I feel that something needs to be done because there are too many of our people, whether you're black or you're white, there's too many of us that are being killed, you know, just, you know, viciously by the police.
You know, I've had the same thought. I mean, I'm not a big demon person, but you know, just the idea that there has been a pattern that started in Ferguson of just a lot of these shootings very closely grouped together. And I've heard people who are more conspiracy minded than I saying that they think that they actually think that the powers that be are trying to start a race war.
I don't think that's plausible, though. I mean, I think that mostly we're past racism. I understand it's still out there. There still certainly are racists, but I can't imagine people breaking into a war over race.
If it didn't happen in the 70s, I don't think it's going to happen now.
Yeah, it seems to be less likely over time.
But I can tell you that there was a recent – we had a study, and I guess it was – I think it was a Gallup poll, and it, you know, it rated both black and white Americans and their feelings towards the police since 1981 until recently. And the numbers have just plummeted for black people, and they've more than cut in half for whites.
Meaning so, that they don't like them even more now that
right,
those
police
people
are just not trusted the yep. way that they were. It was 81% for whites – about 81 for whites in 1981.
That trusted the cops.
Yeah,
that
trusted the police and had confidence, I believe was the mm-hmm. terminology. And it was like 73% for blacks. And then it's just gone down into the mid-30s for blacks. And I can't remember what it was for whites, but it was about 50 or so.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Of course, the cops have done it to themselves by perpetrating things like the war on drugs, which is, of course, a war on our friends and family members, arresting teenagers for underage drinking and all other manner of victimless crimes, prostitution, gambling enforcement. All of these things have eroded the police's legitimacy over time, and they continue to pursue them with as much gusto as they possibly can, and more so. So, you know, they keep just withering away their legitimacy, and now with all the violence, it'll be interesting. Mark, when did you see those numbers? Was that within the last year?
We did a show on it within the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Maybe I wasn't here for
you
that
weren't.
One. So, Sharita, oh, she just dropped off the line. I guess she was done with her comments. Thank you, yeah. Sharita, for the call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't see the police, you know, they don't really seem to be too concerned with their viability, with their legitimacy. They just keep pushing. I mean, it doesn't matter to them that, what is it, 70-80% of Americans are in favor of medical cannabis or significant numbers of Americans in favor of legalizing, that 80% of the New Hampshire State House that was voting the other day voted for marijuana decriminalization. 80%. You know, all these numbers mean nothing to the police. They still continue to come out and testify. You were at the most recent hearing, Rich. In fact, you posted your testimony over at freekeen.com just a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and that was pretty good. I will say with the police, I mean, I can have a certain amount of respect for a person who lives by his own philosophy, even if I don't believe in that philosophy. And so I will say that if you're a true believer in democracy and in the constitutional system, then you have to say that, well, you know, this is the way the game plays out. And even if 80% of the people think it's a bad idea, you know, you still have to enforce the law as long as it's on the books. And I'm sure that's what your average cop would say. Now, personally, I find democracy to be an unjust system.
But it's more than that, Rich, because they're not just enforcing the law on the books. They're going to the state house hearings, and they are advocating to keep the laws on the books. So they're actively acting on a political basis to mm-hmm. continue the status quo. It's not just like they're just sitting back, these, you know, mindless automatons, and saying, well, we're just enforcing the law. If you were to change the law, we would stop enforcing it. No, they come out and they say, we want these laws to stay in place. We don't want you to have medical cannabis. We don't want you to have even decriminalization. And they come out and they testify again and again. And those chiefs of police and, you know, these the state police were there, and they trot out all the same old arguments. And it's just so frustrating because they've gone beyond just being the enforcement wing. They're now the enforcement and the advocacy for the continued enforcement.
And I will say, you know, there's about a dozen cops or maybe two dozen cops that I've seen up at those hearings testifying in favor of keeping unjust laws on the books. And I have a very special contempt for those particular individuals. Chased one out. You remember filming me chasing one out of the state house one time, saying, do you get a special feeling of pride when you put a sick person in prison for taking their medicine? He didn't like that question.
Needless
at all
to say, he walked away as quickly as he possibly could. So, they're doing it to themselves. They want respect, but yet they don't respect you. And they don't respect your choices, and they will put you in a cage over many of the choices that you might make. But yet they want you to respect their jobs and what they do. Sorry, respect works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it to get it. And they know they don't have to. They know they've got the guns, they've got the cages, and they can just force you to respect them. And that is a level of respect where you're respecting somebody out of fear, like a judge or a cop, for instance. But it doesn't, in the long run, that kind of respect doesn't really garner good results.
Yeah, I mean, to me, respect and fear are very different things. If I respect someone, I'm going to listen to their opinion. I might not follow it, but I'm going to listen to it. If I fear someone, I'm going to figure out how to fight them.
Yeah, good luck with fighting the state.
we're engaged in it.
Yeah,
we're still standing.
We're doing it peacefully, though, and that's the important part. With numbers, with raw numbers, as you talked about before with the Free State Project.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We'll come back with another liberty activist here. He's under attack by the Hillary campaign for a parody T-shirt. We'll come back with that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
We, the
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're back with more. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up what you'd like. Had good participation so far tonight. You can join us also on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, although I don't think anyone has called Skype tonight. Our toll-free lines have been busy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Not busy enough to where you'll get a busy signal, though, so you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. You know, it's a lot easier to get on Free Talk Live than people realize. They think, oh, well, that's a national talk show. I can't get on there. Well, one of the things you're not supposed to do in talk radio is tell people that they can actually get on the phones or give any kind of indicator of whether or not, you know, what the status is of the phones. We like to break the rules of talk radio here on Free Talk Live. So, yeah, it's really shockingly easy, actually, to get on and join us here. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the oligarchy. To come back around to the topic from before, where LibertyManiacs.com is under fire yet again. We've had some of these shirts. They're very, very cool designs over at Liberty Maniacs. They were a sponsor of the show for a while in the past, if I'm recalling correctly, Mark. LibertyManiacs.com.
Yes, they did do some sponsorship.
They did the Peace, Love, Liberty shirts, didn't they? The one I like to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, great products. They've got some cool designs. Some of them are, you know, more serious. Some of them are pretty funny. And these politicians don't like the funny designs. They are coming after this guy again. Now, he's gotten a cease and desist or a takedown order for a parody he's done of the Ready for Hillary campaign. He said when the media began to pump the story of Jeb Bush possibly running for president in 2016, making the possibility of a Clinton versus Bush Part 2 election, enough was enough. He said, so I hatched the silly idea of doing a parody of the ubiquitous I'm ready for Hillary design. To be honest, I really just wanted to put it on my own car as a sticker. So I first made bumper stickers of the design, which basically just swaps out the word Hillary for the word oligarchy. So it's the same design.
I've seen it, yeah.
I'm ready for oligarchy. And then I put them on shirts and mugs and things in the store for others if they like them.
And I see this as not just a you know, attack on the Hillary campaign. I see this as a, you know, showing that the Hillary-Bush lineup is it just a bunch of the same old, same old.
That's exactly what this is, because he's a libertarian. He's not a Republican.
And that's exactly the message they don't want getting out, is the Republicans and the Democrats
are the same. Last presidential election, he says, I did parody yard signs that poked fun at American politics being run by an oligarchy, and they were a hit. I actually put a huge one in my yard as well. It was hilarious to watch people stop and read it, even taking pictures next to it from time to time. The number one question people asked all the time about these signs, though, was, quote, what the hell is an oligarchy? That's one reason I was so pleased to see that the Guylands and Page study made such a splash in the media this spring. Maybe people will actually get these parodies now. He says, well, evidently people got them this time, but not exactly the people I had in mind. Within days of my posting the I'm ready for oligarchy bits, I was notified by the content review people at Zazzle and Cafe Press. These are the two major players in the make-your-own-stuff market, where you come up with a design, you can slap it on all manner of coffee mugs and shirts and stickers and things like that. They notified him that they'd been contacted by attorneys from the Ready for Hillary PAC, and that they weren't willing to produce my parodies, even in my own shops. Disappointed, I once again turned to my lawyer, Paul Allen Levy, who not only represented me recently in the case against the NSA and Department of Homeland Security, because they went after him for another one of his designs making fun of the NSA about a year and a half ago, but he said, actually had in the past, this attorney had successfully represented Cafe Press in a case where the Republican National Committee attempted a very similar tactic to take down parodies of the Republican elephant in 2008. After a very short explanation of the circumstances, we'd sort of been there and done that after all, Paul took the case and gave his advice on what the best course of action should be. What we decided to do was confront their willingness to challenge free speech in their candidate's name. Levy sent a letter today demanding a retraction of these takedowns within 3 days, or we will file an action for a declaratory judgment of non-infringement, seeking damages for lost sales and an award of attorney's fees for the issuance of a frivolous takedown.
I hope they get a lot of lost sales.
I
wonder how many imaginary sales they might have lost.
I have no idea
I was going to buy a T-shirt.
Exactly. I have no idea what the outcome will be.
I was
going to
buy 1,000.
He says, but it looks like the first chapter of the saga will unfold this week, in 3 days anyway, after spending the last year of our lives defending the right to make obvious political criticism in federal court against the NSA and DHS. I honestly don't have the patience to wait around and get an answer from these people. Something is seriously wrong with our society if parodies like these can be challenged and people are so afraid that they just lay down when they get a frivolous takedown letter from some hack lawyers pushing down independent criticism from artists and humorists ahead of their foregone conclusion candidates goes pre-announcement book tour. I've worked with these companies for over a decade, even won a federal case to clear the way for exactly this situation against the two of the most powerful agencies in the federal government, and they still folded, meaning that Zazzle and Cafe Press folded.
Well, what are you supposed to do about that? I mean, what does Zazzle or Cafe Press really care about freedom of speech?
Apparently they don't.
They don't. Why would they?
Well, the good thing is, I don't know about Zazzle, but Cafe Press is extremely expensive. Start getting these T-shirts screen printed by the hundreds. I've done Ron Paul T-shirts. I did 420 rally T-shirts. They come to about $5 or $6 with inflation a piece, and that's about half of what you're paying on Cafe Press. So just print them, set up a website, and sell them.
He says, I would like to thank all of those brave souls who've supported my work and my cases over the years. The last year, I absolutely could not have had the endurance, courage, and financial support to do the right thing without all of you. And I'd like to thank, he goes on to say, his attorney and the staff at Public Citizen. Levy, the attorney, is an absolute bulldog, and our country is a far better place because of him choosing to take on these cases and stand up for what's right by stemming the tide of idiotic copyright claims. Last year, he says, I decided to draw a line in the sand and dig in. If people want to let free speech erode away in this country like they've decided to let many other rights and liberties disappear, that's their choice, but I'm not willing to sit by and watch it happen. So, to Ready for Hillary, PAC, or whoever else wants to get in line to challenge free speech with cowardly legal tricks, I say, bring it on. The joke will be on you. That's from Dan McCall. He's the operator, the CEO, the creator over there at LibertyManiacs.com. Kudos to him for continuing to not go down without a fight here in standing up for free speech. And Mark, to answer your question about, you know, these companies, the Cathay Press, the Zazzles of the world, who are just kneeling at the trough of the federal government and doing whatever it is that they're told.
You take this so personally.
Stop.
These people are in business, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, you know what? If there were enough people out there who said, hey, free speech matters, then they would stand up too. And, you know, some companies like Amazon and Google have challenged the federal government in certain ways. So it's not unheard of for companies to stand up for certain rights. It's just that it's easier to bend over, I guess.
Usually, well, there's an ethical requirement, though, on a board of directors of a corporation. They have one job, and that is to return dividends and increase stock values to their shareholders.
Sure.
And sometimes the best way to do that is not to take a political stand, but when Cathay Press does the predictable and cowardly thing, or this other company does the predictable and cowardly thing, that's when people underground need to step up and say, okay, you don't want to print this? I'll print it.
Right,
I'll send you enough to print 100 t-shirts and sell them.
Yeah, there needs to be a competitor out there who has the principles. I understand, Mark, that business owners are chicken and they're just in it to make money, and I'm fine with that. That's understandable. But if you keep bending over to the state, eventually they're going to come after you for something, and then there's nobody else going to be left around to help you out because you didn't stand up when the time was right.
I disagree. So the fact is that the federal government and local governments are very good at shutting down businesses that they target. They're very good at it. They'll take away your licenses. They'll scare away your employees.
Hiding out isn't going to keep you safe forever.
Right. These people aren't into business to be liberty warriors. I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just trying to explain it to you, Ian.
I don't need it explained, Mark. It's still cowardice, and it's not doing anything good for freedom in America. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We've got enough time for you if you dial now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please support the African fundraiser that we're doing right now. And in fact, we've got just over a month left. It started, I think, on the 17th of March. It ends 60 days from there, so we're going to end it in the middle of May. So we literally have just over 4 weeks left. And we're, I think, over 10% now of the total. I actually haven't looked in the last couple of days. I have to admit, I am not an expert fundraiser. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. I have zero experience at it. And when it's all said and done, I'll probably have still fairly close to zero experience because I've got so much that I'm doing during the day that's not fundraising that I can do little more than kind of promote it every now and then on the show. And I,
yeah,
you know, maybe there's other stuff I could be doing to make it more successful, but I just don't know what those things are. So I'm kind of relying on you, dear listener, to go to africa.lrn.fm and to check out the pitch page, if you will, to, you know, take a look at, you know, the idea of why this is a good concept, why sending, you know, the signal of liberty to Africa via free-to-air satellite is a valuable idea. And right now, a few dozen people have agreed that it is valuable. In fact, we've got 28 funders with now $2,200 raised, so we are 10% of our goal. Unfortunately, it's taken a month to get to 10%. It pretty much jumped up to about 9% within the first week, and the other 3 weeks, it's been pretty slow. We did add some extra perks, so now you can get Angel Clark or Mark here to read a voicemail, a custom voicemail greeting. That's one of them. That's a $100 perk. There's also a $1,000 perk of being able to sit in studio of several different shows. You can pick your favorite show from LRN.FM. Many of them have stepped up and offered their studios very kindly. Now, you'd have to pay for your own travel costs, but we brought down the price of that. That was a $5,000 perk. It's now available at $1,000. So we tried to make some tweaks here and there. We added some of the smaller value perks or whatever, but you know, the Liberty Movement isn't that big, and I don't know the rich people, so I'm counting on a bunch of small donations over at africa.lrn.fm. So please.
Yeah, if you want to reach those people, they're clearly not going to, you know, the Africans aren't going to be able to afford to get us on the satellite there. So it's going to have to be other folks.
Yep. So again, africa.lrn.fm. Thank you in advance for doing that. And whether you can afford it or not, I mean, again, you can do $1, you can do $5, whatever you want. But if you can't do anything, then please just share the link and try to get that out there and or share the YouTube video as well. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. They're coming after Liberty Maniacs. He's standing up for himself. Mark, you're saying this is against his best interest. He should just keep quiet.
No.
He should just... No?
No, I'm not saying
I don't
that.
Think either of us was saying that. We were saying that it was against the best interests of the large corporations like Zazzle and... Well, they're not that large, but Zazzle and Cafe Press... to buck the system, because they've got a lot of assets that are easily found, and if you're going to buck the system, you want to be fly by night. You want to be lawsuit proof. You mm-hmm. don't want to have a lot of wealth that they can take from you. And
sure, but
so
that's the same
really
reason small businesses
for the app. Well, for small
they've got
businesses,
things to lose too. I mean, when small business loses their business, it hurts just as much, right? I mean, that's their life savings in a lot of cases. So they're not willing to buck the system
true,
either.
But agorists are activists. You know, counter economic activity. And I wasn't going to bring this up, but I did see the dispute between you guys about whether agorism was activism. Agorism is activism, because in counter economic activity is any gray or black market activity. Agorism is counter-economic activity carried out for a political purpose. Okay, so the way that translates to T-shirts is it's hard to go across, to go up against the smaller guy, because there isn't very much to take from him.
Mm-hmm.
So if an agorist business sets up, and especially if they have a clever distributed business model, to distribute these shirts, then they can go around the big companies that have a lot to lose, and they can still get their message out there. Like, if for some reason this guy decided to give up printing his shirts, that's something that any agorist company could do and put out a small website. They could sell them informally, hand-to-hand. They could take them out and sell them on the street, and it's very difficult to enforce against that.
Well, so Dan McCall, who runs Liberty Maniacs, runs a business that sells libertarian-oriented swag.
Yep.
And it's awesome stuff, and you can go check it out at libertymaniacs.com. But Zazzle does something, and Cafe Press, they do something entirely differently. So Dan McCall benefits from and is incentivized to stand up to the law in these cases. At the very least, he benefits, if you can't claim that he's incentivized, because I couldn't really say what, you know, one
well,
side of the other
for his
customers.
Well, he gains libertarian street cred, which
yes.
means that, and, you know, and I would encourage anybody listening to this, buy something from Liberty Maniacs, you know,
he
support
gets the cred,
their cause.
But he also gets the free advertising.
Right, he didn't yeah. buy ads on Free Talk Live recently, so we're definitely promoting him on.
Right, so and he gets mm-hmm. other, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, we were by no means the biggest media organization covering his stuff.
Yeah.
So he's incentivized in certain fashions. Zazzle, you know, not so much. I mean, so they get some bad press.
That.
They get some bad press from Ian, the most radical talk show host in the land. Mm-hmm. Somebody may wear that as a badge of honor. Thank God that lunatic doesn't like us. So big fat hairy deal. The vast majority of people have their same opinion that they had of Zazzle before as they do after. They don't really have the same incentive.
I totally
Dan
understand.
McCall basically has to use one of these companies, because what he's doing is he's offsetting the risk of printing T-shirts by essentially printing on demand.
Yeah.
When somebody asks for them, they get it on demand from Zazzle or Cafe Press, whoever
right.
he's using. So he's stuck. All he can really do is write a blog post that says, these people are a bunch of cowards. And, okay, they're a bunch of cowards, but the fact is you're going to find the vast majority of people on planet Earth are going to do things that are in their interest.
Of course, of
course.
But
the business concern is you don't have a guy to print your shirts, and the business answer to that is find a guy to print your shirts who's willing to take the risk.
Right, that's what I'm saying, is that if we want to have more freedom, I understand the rationale for bending over for the state. I mean, even Dan could make that rationale. rationale if he wanted to. He could just decide it's just easier to do what he's told and just go on selling other liberty-oriented products and just keep quiet about what happened. But he's right. I mean, you're right that it is in his best interest to make a lot of noise about this. But I want to live in a world where it's in any business's best interest to make noise when the government comes after them, like Cary Ellison did of the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, West Virginia, when he stood up to the
government. But was
government
it good for
goons.
Him? I don't know.
No, I mean, he spent money in the legal system. I don't know if his bar's still open. I'm not sure right. what the status
well,
of
the
it
government...
is. But it was good for him for a while because he was getting business out of all of the publicity he was getting, and he wasn't a libertarian like we are. He was just a bar owner who was mad because the government came down and said, you can't allow cigarette smoking in here. And he said, the hell with that. I'm going to keep allowing cigarette smoking in here. And so he got a lot of press out of that.
I want that world, too.
Well,
Ian.
We've got to have people take the steps and take the risk. And until somebody does, like Dan here, then there's just going to be a bunch of people cowering, and that doesn't get us anywhere.
It's going to have to be small companies. It's going to have to be probably people who set up for the purpose, because once you're getting into agorism, you're getting into how do I not get caught? It's like selling drugs. It's not a matter of I'm going to do this openly and I'm going to let them sue me. It's a matter of I'm going to be hard to find, and I'm going
to
shuck and jive,
well,
and I'm going
to
play
do.
The
I mean,
game.
If you're talking,
is hard to do,
well,
but we need to learn to do it.
But, well, wait a minute. But, Rich, I mean, it's fine if you want to sell pot.
If we can do the Silk Road, why can't we do a Silk Road for T-shirts?
Yeah, it's just... You know, you've got to have a storefront. You've got to have credit card processing. You've got
Silk
to
Silk Road doesn't have any of that stuff.
No, that's true. But it's also it's hard to get on the Silk Road.
Well,
if you
it
want
is
a mass
hard,
market
and that's
product,
what makes it agorism. You have to.
Yeah, see, that's
you
what
know,
the agorists and, need to come out of the shadows, in my opinion. I mean, they need to come out and flaunt the law and let it be known.
See, I think what we need in a lot of cases is border businesses. Like, if I was selling these T-shirts as an agorist business, I would doubtless be using a storefront T-shirt printer to actually produce my T-shirts, but you'll never find out which one because they've got assets and the government can go after them. They're bricks and mortar.
Yeah, okay? That's a good point to protect your suppliers.
So yeah, you're talking about, you know, there are ways to hide things by using different organizations.
Corporations, LLCs,
exactly,
that kind of thing.
Exactly, and that's the kind of stuff that agorists have to be able to do.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, if you want to sell T-shirts to the average person, you've got to have a return policy. You've got to be, to some extent, that level of it has, the customer service side has to be accessible.
And, of course, the return policy is hard in the agorist world.
Well, there's no doubt. So we're out of time for tonight. You can check out Rich Paul over at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.